Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
As always, apologies if there's been any disconnect between you, me, and the audience today. Sometimes technology isn't great, especially when you go north of the border. And speaking of, not to derail your upcoming Olympic Minute, which we will have before the end of the show, I feel obligated being on Canadian soil to give a tip of the cap to the one and only Brooke Henderson. She rallied with the second best round of the day in round three at the Olympics, and she has left herself 5 strokes behind a podium position going into the fourth and final round tomorrow. She was 5 under today.
Think of what Scottie Scheffler did last week. He was like way back and shot 62 on day four to win it.
Dude, we never even talked about it. That was some kind of drama. It's probably the only 90 full minutes I've really watched of the Olympics was John Rahm being at 20 under through 10 holes in the final round with a 4-shot lead. And 4 holes later, the lead was gone. Yeah. And he was never able, like, it was, it had such star power. Like, you know me, I'm not like super star power guy. Like, I like amateur athletes. I like, you know, the unknown stories. Mm-hmm. But if golf was trying to get a boost from having significant names on the leaderboard in the final round of the Olympics, holy cow, did they
get it. Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, it was everybody. Yeah. But you know what? It was kind of interesting because I think they kept bringing up the Jean Vandeveld name because he's French. The British Open collapse, and everybody at the top of the leaderboard kept collapsing. They're like, this reminds us of a great collapse of Jean Vandeveld. I'm like, yeah, we know. I don't even know who won that tournament. I know Jean Vandeveld didn't because he blew it on 18 that year at the British Open.
Still one of the wildest sporting moments to have witnessed on television when it was unfolding was Vandeveld.
Why now people on 18 often will pull their seven iron to try to just, if they have a good round going and not hit the driver.
You know what that's like, though, for me? That's like using your closer when you're tied. It doesn't work, man. Like, finish strong, do what you typically do. And I feel like sometimes
every club has a role, and your driver three wood is off the tee box.
Yeah. Okay. It was not a collapse of Vandeveld proportions by the Edmonton Oilers. In fact, it was anything but. They rallied from a huge deficit in the Stanley Cup final. They probably had the edge in play in game 7. Mm-hmm. The shots were low. It was one of those, you know, unfortunate game sevens, I would say, in that it probably could have been better for the sport as far as high drama. But then again, Connor McDavid had a chance to tie it in the final 5 minutes of the game, and it didn't happen. It would have been one of the wildest, most memorable game seven goals of our time had he been able to somehow will the Oilers to the win. But it didn't happen. They come up after making a fifth straight playoff appearance, 2-1 shy in game seven of the Stanley Cup final. They are the team of the day for us, the Edmonton Oilers. They have a new GM in Stan Bowman. They've brought in Arvidsson, Victor from the LA Kings, Skinner, Jeff, after being bought out by the Buffalo Sabres. What do you think of this Oilers team moving forward after the heartbreak and devastation of last year's Cup final run?
I think the Oilers are still a very, very good team, potentially first or second in the Western Conference when I kind of project their success this year. Zach Hyman, 54 goals last year. I think Draisaitl and McDavid are going to be at 50 or over next year. It was a weird year for McDavid. Couldn't score as much as what he had scored in the past.
Didn't want to.
Well, he didn't want to. He wanted to get to 100 assists, right? Which he did, and Kucherov did. But McDavid, 132 points. It's a little lower than I thought. I thought he was going to be closer to 150, which is fair. But the team was really good. The team was fourth in goals for, fourth on the power play, which they were first the year before. Like, it just, they had a lot of good things, even though they may have taken a step back in some production. As a team, they got better. They started the year really struggling with Jack Campbell and Stuart Skinner. Skinner found his game. Calvin Pickard helped, kind of buying some time. So now they go with Skinner and Pickard this year.
Change coaches.
Change coaches, yes. They obviously, you know, went with Knobloch, who knew Connor McDavid in area. Now having a full year start to finish may help them. I don't know. They're a fantastic team. They lose Fogel. They lose the RNA on the back end. They traded Ryan McLeod to the Sabres. But I don't think it's going to affect them because at the end of the day, it's McDavid, Hyman, Draisaitl, RNH, Bouchard. Those are the guys that lead the way. Everybody else is just supporting cast. And we'll see what happens with Evander Kane. That's still a big question mark with the Oilers moving forward.
In what way?
Health-wise. I think that there's some concern that Evander Kane had the sports hernia, could not play in the last few games of the finals. Struggled for most of the season health-wise. And
give him the Cooch treatment. See you in April, baby.
They very well could do that. But their top 12 right now would be set, right? You have RNH, McDavid, Hyman, Jeff Skinner, Draisaitl, Victor Arvidsson. Their second line, much better than last year. And then
isn't the Arvidsson pickup a great one for this team?
I think the way he is wired,
I think, but he was good with LA too, and he just had injuries. But man, he is just wired for being like in Nashville. It's funny. So many guys almost unintentionally ascend to.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's our guy. He's got to do it for us, right? Even though they're not the superstar, this is a great situation for Victor Arvidsson to be in. All the star power around him, and he'll just, I think, go about his business. I think he's a huge ad for the Oilers up front.
Yeah, and look, Connor Brown was one of those that got criticized a little bit because he had that $3.6 million cap hit. Well, now he's $1 million, right? He's going to be a fourth liner. But I thought Connor Brown, when he got healthier, second half of the season and late, looked better. Yes, so they got Ryan, Janmark, and Brown on the fourth line. Holloway, Henrik, and Perry on the third line. They're good.
Matt Savoy make the team?
Nope. Doesn't make the team. Oh, but unless he's a healthy scratch to start, but I think they're going to go veterans. They're going to go with the way they have him top 12 right now. Evander Kane would be one that maybe pushes somebody out of the 12. But it's a really balanced, solid team, in my opinion.
Okay. I'm obligated to ask this anytime a Western Conference team is team of the day. Edmonton versus Winnipeg. Who wins?
The Edmonton Oilers. I think Edmonton are... just behind the Vancouver Canucks for me in the way that I like them out. I think Vancouver is still my team.
Canada Day was 5 weeks ago. Step off the platform. Hey, you and your love for Canadiana.
Look, I get my Give 716 U.S. flag type of hat on today, so I don't know what you're saying. How much money is Vancouver Edmonton going to make?
I'm not seeing Vancouver Edmonton the way you clearly are.
Yeah, so. No, that's fine. Do you see Dallas ahead of Winnipeg, which is good too?
You didn't ask me if Dallas would beat Edmonton.
Would Dallas beat Edmonton?
Yes, they would.
What? Okay.
Of course they would.
You're really high on Dallas then. Oh, that's let me ask you this. Draisaitl will be 29 late October this year. His last year of his contract. What's is the extension being signed before the season, and what does that look like?
The extension will be done. He will get, I don't even have the numbers in front of me. I should know this, but I think he'll get over 13.
Yeah, I got him at 13 and a half. It's just a matter of if it's a 5 or 7 year deal. It'll be 29. It'll be 7. It could be 8. It could be 8 year, but I don't know.
I think it'll be 7.
8 year.
Yeah, I do.
I think they do 7, and then McDavid is the year after. McDavid's going to be at $15 or $16 million, right? So that's going to be almost 30 between the two of them. And then Evan Bouchard needs an extension after next year. He'll be probably 9 or 10. So you're going to be spending.
Why didn't somebody offer sheet him last year?
I know
honestly.
They should have. But he's 3.5 right now. Like he's going to be 9, close to 10. They're going to be $40 million in 2 years between Draisaitl, McDavid, and Bouchard. That's going to be a lot of money.
I honestly don't like. I really. On free agency day, and then even after, obviously, with Skinner, Jeff, Jeff's walking into a great position here in Edmonton. He really is. And in early July, I was very much like, I think the Oilers are the favorites here. They could easily get back to the final, and they've made really good moves. I don't want to distance myself too much from it, but maybe I'm starting to talk myself into Dallas, Vegas, Nashville being three of the teams that I think could get in the way of all the other contenders in the West. And man, that list is long.
There's a lot of firepower around the NHL when you consider, the Rangers.
But even just West specific here today.
Florida, you put in the Western team. There's 10 teams that are huge, in my opinion, this year, and 16 make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's awesome. I was going to say you won't be here for next team of the day, but that's not true. That's not true.
We'll do that Tuesday. Hey, the game of the year, though, was that Owen Power OT offside and win in a shootout that happened on March the 9th this year. That was against the Oilers.
That was also the best question asked of any guest on our show when you prompted Ryan McLeod about it when he joined us. And I've not pumped your tires nearly enough. For hearkening back to that day, he goes, doesn't matter. We lost twice anyway.
I know. How many chicken wings did you have before returning on the ice? Some guys were already in the wings. Yes, they were off the ice and ready to go.
I just love the clarity and just the owning the moment. And yeah, good stuff. All right. Marty's Olympic Minute is next on Sabres Live.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with MyBlinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.